Welcome to Living a Balanced Life with Heather Hakes. I share stories of insight, personal experience, and ways in which I have created a balanced life in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to my podcast. Welcome to episode number 76. I've had a saying for years that I use normally when playing the lottery, such as Mega Millions or Powerball, and that saying is, you have to play to win. And then I realized this goes for the game of life too. If you're one of those that sits back on the bleachers waiting for life to happen, it's probably not very exciting. Life isn't going to just fall in your lap. You have to have action. You have to be out there and doing something. So here's my advice to you. You have to play to win. If you want to get that girl, you have to make a move. You have to put yourself out there. If you want that dream job, if you want to become a yoga instructor, go get yoga certified. If you want to become a public speaker, start small. Maybe you have a group of some of your friends or a coffee date. Maybe you can share at work and start speaking in front of your peers. Whatever it may be, you have to put forth the effort. And unlike these elementary schools I hear about giving out participation awards, life isn't going to give you a blue ribbon. Sometimes you win and sometimes you lose. But even when you lose, you really do win. I understand that you may feel failure is rejection, but as I spoke about in a previous podcast episode, rejection is simply redirection. You will learn lessons and really gain knowledge and experience in everything you do. So keep putting yourself out there. I get it. You're probably thinking, well, but what about that time I got rejected or I didn't get what I wanted? I get it. Defeat sometimes sucks and sometimes you're going to feel disappointment, but would you rather live in the this is safe. Or would you rather go out there and at least know that you put in effort and you tried? Going back to the lottery scenario, I understand that some people don't play Mega Millions or Powerball because the odds of winning are slim. But guess what? People win all the time. I get totally ecstatic when I win $2 or $4 because, well, one, I won my money back and now I get to play the next drawing for free, but it's those little winnings that add up to the big winnings. I believe the key in all of this is having that winning mindset. As I teach in all of my podcasts and everything I do, mindset is everything. And the good news, mental toughness is something that can be learned. Just like lifting weights in the gym, it's something you have to do. It's daily exercise to strengthen that muscle. I don't want you spending your life just getting by. Creating that mental toughness may take time, but it's just like creating new habits, and it can be done with daily repetition and having seen the end goal in mind. Just remember, if you don't play, you can't win. While doing some research for today's podcast episode, a lot of the articles that came up were all about sports because obviously that takes a lot of mental toughness and endurance and stability and teamwork and practice. What strikes me most about those super successful athletes is they literally rehearse and see it in their mind, crossing that finish line, making that touchdown, hitting that home run. So I suggest for you, you do the exact same thing. Picture it in your mind, whatever it may be. Maybe it's making that six-figure paycheck or getting a date with that hot significant other. Maybe something what you really want is ultimately marriage and children. But what you have to do is focus on the end result, see it already being a part of you, and then guess what? It will be sure to come. I'm going to leave you with this. Think of life as a game. It's so much more fun the less you take it so seriously. Get out there, put in some effort, and have fun along the way. I'd love to hear from you. Share with me your winning stories. Share when you busted outside of your comfort zone or you went after it despite all of the odds. I love these success stories and maybe I'll share them on a future podcast. Thanks for tuning into this week's episode. To connect with me further, you can find me on Facebook, Heather Hakes. I am also on Instagram as heather.hakes. And I even have a YouTube channel. Guess what? Heather Hakes. I'll catch you on the next episode.